And here we are in the studio. And hello, Naomi Jansen.
Hello, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm very good. And we're speaking to Donna Hall. This is our second week with Donna of the Donna Hall month. Hello, Donna.
Donna Hall June.
Hello, Stephen. Naomi, how are you both today?
Hi, Donna. Just great. How are you up there in Canada?
Good.
All the doing way across well, the world. Going into spring. Well, you're getting very close to summer now, aren't you?
We are. We're beginning to get consistently good weather, I have to say.
That's really great. Well, we're beginning to get consistently really cold weather where we are. So.
Yeah. That's right. We're switching.
Yeah, we're switching. I'm chopping a lot of wood.
Getting prepared.
Though it doesn't snow a lot here in Robertson. Occasionally it does, though, doesn't it?
It snowed one year at Christmas, which may not sound to North America
summer.
People like a big deal, but
it's
the height
summer.
Of summer here. Like, imagine if it snowed where you are on August 1st. That was like what that was like.
So no, for all of the people that don't know Donna Hall, we need to just do a little bit of information here about Donna. And please jump back and listen to our first pre-session with Donna from last week, because Donna is a certified coach, an energy healer, and a business consultant. And in the first pre-session, Donna expands upon all of the other things that she does, if that's not enough. But the other thing that Donna is doing for all of our members is that she's offering a free Freedom Energy Scan.
And if you want to know what a free Freedom Energy Scan is, you can listen to last week's pre-session after today's broadcast.
I've got a few things to ask. Have you got some questions,
Lana? I've got so many questions. So okay. If you've listened to the pre-session last week, you'll know that Stephen and I are bursting with questions, and our 15 minutes does not give us enough time.
No, it doesn't.
So I have mine lined up, but you go for yours, because I think we ended with me getting to ask my question.
Oh, so it's my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay.
Your turn, Steve.
Donna, on your website, there's a beautiful quote that you make, and it really stood out to me. Because it really means a lot that your point of view and where your rubber hits the road, I suppose. There's this beautiful quote where it says, "When we make a practice of caring for ourselves, we feel more caring and more authentic." And that really resonates with me.
Thank you.
Would you like to build on that concept? Because it's like, if we're not looking after ourselves, we're not really that effective, are we?
And it goes to what your website is called too, which there's an interesting story about how it came to be called that, if you want to elaborate on that at the same time.
So my website is Me First Now, mefirstnow.com to be specific. And so I was spent many years in the corporate world, and where I was focused on giving a lot and climbing the corporate ladder. And I decided, you know, I wasn't being effective in my entire life. I was just being effective in one area. And so I gave the corporate world up and got into coaching and energy healing, and decided that I wanted to focus on, not that I wanted to, I really needed to focus on myself. And so spent a long journey of back to finding me and taking care of myself, which is where that quote came from. And, you know, when I said to my kids, I'm going to put a website together, and I'm thinking of calling it, I had various names, and in there was me something. I think it started with first, put you first. And so my kids looked at me and said, Mom, it's got to be Me First Now. And I said, I don't know about the now. It just sounds like I'm pushing people. And they said, no, you've got to put now in there so people know there's they've got to do it. So for me, it was just the sense of urgency. And so I'm really grateful to my two girls for that, because it just makes sense.
They are two little sages.
Little sages. Have they already got jobs in marketing already? Or?
No, I think they're looking for me to hire them, which I probably will be doing soon.
Well, because it's just such a universal message. It's that whole kind of thing where, for example, if a parent comes to me and they want to do an EFT session, they want me to tap with one of their kids who's experiencing trouble. And, you know, usually after I talk to the parent for a little while, it becomes evident that the parent actually needs to do the tapping first. So, you know, mm-hmm. let's tap, you know, hey, mom, let's tap on all your anxiety about your daughter's stress, you know, and then I'll work with the daughter. But, you know, let's put the oxygen mask on you first so that you can put the oxygen mask on your kid.
You know, it's so true. It really is about you first. But we forget about that, you know, as kids, we are totally immersed in ourselves and we get blissed out and just thinking about our needs. And along the way, many of us give up on that. And I think it's bumping back into yourself is really when the beauty starts. That's when life starts to take off.
Well, the word now to me, and the reason it's so effective that your site is called that, to me, it doesn't find, what did you say? It sounded like, Donna, like you were being pushy or something?
It's almost like I thought, well, now I'm pushing people say, like, now.
Now, you know, now to me means present. It means,
It
means the here and now, which is the other thing children are amazing at, is being present in the now.
Exactly. And a lot of this is, you know, I love that you just said that. There's such a great correlation to what I'm up to, because it is about, if you can just focus now, like be in the now, not worried about what you're going to make for dinner and what you're doing once you pick your kids up, or, you know, where you're going to go next month. It's about, like, right now, what are you really up to? What matters most to you? And so the now, you know, initially I did think, God, am I going to be pushing people and, you know, say it's like, it's now you got to do it. And in a lot of ways, it is a call for now. It's an being present now. So I love that you just anchored it in that space of being present, because that's really what it's about. Being present with yourself so that you can then be present for so many other people. You can hold a space for that.
Yeah, look, this is really appropriate for me, especially too, Donna, because a few years ago when I was dealing with anxiety, and I realized that I was constantly projecting into the future. I mean, what is this? What's this future projection business?
This future we're never going to get to?
Yeah, and I'd wake up in the morning, right, and I'd be going, oh my God, I got to do all these things. It's all going to be a disaster. And I mean, what on earth is all this about? Anyway, so some of the process for me was that I would meditate and I'd go back to my child state. And that little boy, even though in a whole lot of other processes, I was visiting that little boy to help heal him, that little boy started giving me feedback and saying, you've got to come into this present moment. And that was the actual turning point of me stopping my projection into the future. So it is really, really important. And Donna, you also hold great importance on that child state, don't you, in your modality?
I do. And I just want to say, you know, that's just so powerful what you just said. And I do tend to, you know, I tend to notice people when I'm doing scans, I go back to when they were younger. And I guess because I have a good visual of when I was young, I felt totally present within myself. You know, I was about having fun. And so, and that's, many of us are like that. And then we get caught up with life and we get, you know, anxious, like you're saying, Steve, and we start thinking about the future. And that starts at a young age. It starts, you know, when we get into school. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to be when you grow up? And, well, who knows? I'm playing right now.
Right. And we've got this. And you better read that now and really make sure you understand it, because there's going to be a quiz at the end of the week.
That's right. And so you're not even enjoying the process of learning, because you're thinking, oh, I need to get, you know, I'm going to get a quiz. I have to get that. I got to learn that. And so we just start, I don't know, society is just built on that stress, I think, and just, you got to move forward, and which I agree, yes, you got to move forward, but you've got to be whole moving forward.
And it's so, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, so it really is powerful. I love what Steve said about anchoring himself and talking to that person and saying, you know, like, gosh, you know, what about just now? Like, living just now.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of this future projection stuff we've been talking about is so fear-based. You know, I mean, look at the examples we were just giving. You know, you've got an exam coming next week, and you better know that before you get to grade five, or else you're just, you know, you're gonna get
in trouble.
You're gonna be in trouble, and when your father gets home, wait till your father gets home. And whereas when you go backwards to your child self, you access that, you get reminded of the presence. It's like Eckhart Tolle calls the power of now. And I think I also find that now is where we find gratitude.
Mm. Oh, that's lovely. How true. Mm. Yes.
Because whatever you're worried about happening in the future, like everybody listening to this right now, the fact that you are able to sit and listen to a podcast means things aren't that bad.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I've been thinking a lot about this recently, and humans are amazing at projecting into the future. It's a really brilliant survival technique. You know, we can look at the patterns of the weather, the patterns of the seasons, and we plan ahead so we can survive. Mm-hmm. But we've got all of this technology, this incredible civilization now that has answered all of those needs. And yet we're still freaking out, jumping into the future, when actually our civilization actually should be allowing us, apart from our technology and all of our phones pinging all the time, we should actually take this opportunity and learn about the present state.
And it's what makes time, well, it slows time. Because, you know, when you have a day that everything seems to, you just seem to have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Those tend to be days where I'm completely present.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely. And you're not worried. And, when I have a day like that, you get everything done, and it was fun. Like, you weren't rushing. I find you're just sort of flowing naturally into the next thing and the next thing. And it's like you're accomplishing a lot, but you're not trying to. You're not working really hard.
Well, I think the word flow is really key there that you just used. You're in flow. Mm-hmm. That's what in flow feels like. You're not scared.
And how much time did you have as a kid? You had so much time.
You had decades of summer vacation.
Yeah.
You know, summer holidays. It just felt like, remember that feeling of, okay, well, you know, school, you're going back to school in 2 weeks, and you go,
That's miles away.
That's miles away. And you also go, which exactly. Is good, because I'll be able to remember how to be in school, because I don't remember. Because it's been 6 weeks since I was in school. I have no idea how to be in school anymore.
That's right.
And now 2 months goes by like, chunk, missed it.
Mm-hmm.
If you blinked, it's gone.
Yeah.
I can't even believe we're halfway through the year already. It feels like Christmas was about 5 minutes ago, which says a little too much about how I've been in the future, a bit too much in the last 6 months. Probably, but...
So I think to become an effective Time Lord, Time Lords need to learn how to be in the present moment.
And we need to learn that from our little kid selves.
Yeah.
And from this next experience that we're going to have with Donna today. Mm-hmm. Last week was so amazing.
It really was.
And we are looking forward to another amazing journey with Donna. So let's hop over and jump in.
Okay, we'll see you there.
See you guys.